Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe and Restaurant in Seascape.
The award-winning cafe is open daily for breakfast from 7am with lunch till 3 and open for dinner Friday and Saturday night from 5.
Justin Bieber performed for St. Patrick's Day on the Tiny Desk Concert Quarantine Series and it was amazing. The Biebs sang stripped-down versions of Holy, Hold On, Anyone and premiered his new song Peaches, which are all on his album Justice, which drops this Friday.
And I'll be right here with you till the end. I get my peaches out in Georgia. I get my weed from California. Yes, that is shit. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah, badass bitch. I get my light right from the source. Yeah, badass shit.
Someone else who's releasing a new album is Demi Lovato. The US pop singer revealed that her 19-track album, Dancing with the Devil, The Art of Starting Over, will arrive on April the 2nd, just weeks after her documentary airs on YouTube. She's also revealed three of the tracks are collaborations, with rumours that one is with Ariana Grande.
Ellen DeGeneres has signed a multi-million dollar deal with a Discovery Channel. The talk show host is set to narrate and produce a new production called Endangered, about wildlife conservation. The lineup of specials, series and documentaries will highlight the many wonders of the natural world and the incredible wildlife that inhabit it.
Sad news from the racing world with the passing of Sabine Schmitz, Queen of the Nürburgring and Top Gear presenter, who has died at the age of 51 after a long battle with cancer. Former Top Gear co-host Jeremy Clarkson said, "Terrible news about Sabine Schmitz, such a sunny person and so full of beans." Richard Hammond, James May and current Top Gear presenters also expressed their sadness over the tragic loss.
Turn in, slide a bit, technical correction, acceleration, yoo-hoo! I like my job, driving all day on the Nordschleife in the ring taxi. It's really fun to scare people, they love to get scared, so they pay me for that, but good job.
At least she had a very fun-filled life.
Scaring people.
It's great. And we have our first look at Idris Elba's latest movie, Concrete Cowboy, which focuses on the story of a father raising a young black teen in America. Concrete Cowboy is set for release on Netflix April 2nd.
I ain't staying here.
All right. So once you step out, that door stays locked till morning.
You're like the Wild West out here.
Your daddy got rules that you're not abiding by.
You won't ride the street life? You can't be in my house. You want wiser? You welcome back.
Welcome back to what? I ain't got no home here.
That's your choice.
Oh, you hate me, man.
I was just like you now. We know who they expect us to grow up and be free, watching over our shoulder all our lives.
I have something for you.
Oh, look.
Like a real cowboy.
The only way you can realize its true spirit is through love.
They can't take who we are as a people.
So what we gonna do then?
We gonna do what we always do.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe and Restaurant in Seascape.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
The Wave.